Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, V Pizza, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, Frederica Pharmacy, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Frederica Academy Knights, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. I'm on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are here at V Pizza, where we are every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock throughout the 2024 football season. Frederica Knights Coaches Show, sponsored by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
It's a nice, cool night.
It's starting to feel like football weather again.
Starting to. Getting there.
If only the rain would stop. That'd be nice, like, you know, a stretch of more than a couple of days without rain. That would be optimal. We really could use a lack of rain this past Friday night over in Chula, Georgia, taking on the Tift Area Academy Panthers, 22-9 loss in a drizzling. Was it a drizzle? Was it a heavy drizzle? Was it consistent?
It was a steady rain in the second half. It was coming down pretty good. But, you know, first half, a drizzle, I would say. Second half, more just rain. Yeah, everyone was soaking wet in the second half. I thought we, again, you know, started out slow, but I thought we played well in the second half. We gave ourselves a chance, and for us, that's big right now. Even in the rain, I think they altered their game plan more to it once they got ahead than we did, and I thought we had opportunities all night long. If we could just, you know, get a couple opportunities to happen, you know, and execute on them, it'd been a big difference. You know, a couple big plays. We take away a couple big plays, and we can make a play or two here and there, and it could have been a different ball game.
It really did seem like a big difference from the previous week, whereas at up against the state championship or state champions, Valwood, it just seemed like you couldn't really get anything going on offense. More drives were three and outs than weren't, but we're able to get drives going. Just had difficulty finishing them this.
Yeah, and I thought that in the first half really killed us. We moved the ball down the field. It was just the timely mistakes that we made when we were moving it. Can't jump off sides, can't hurt yourself by missing a block and getting tackled in the backfield. And we seem to do that, and we'll get a holding penalty, get a costly penalty on some of these plays, or, you know, sometimes, or just a drop. Like the one when we had it third down in 22 and we threw it, and it was a good ball, and we dropped it, and, you know, I know it was only going to be a 12-yard game, but it cuts it in half. It gets the fourth down play where we can handle it, you know. But it's some of those things that you look at on film, you go, man, we're one step or two steps away being here. If we get a couple blocks here or there, we get a chance to make some plays. You know, we don't jump off sides on fourth down and one, and we have to turn around and punt.
Yeah, that one hurt.
That one, It's those things, you know, and that's what you go back and look at as a coach. You're like, okay, you got all these plays, but you identify the four or five that were, you know, third down and 22, and we let them throw it deep over the top of us. So, you know, it's just situational stuff, and it's inexperience. But the more we play, we talked about it this week, like down and distance, understanding what are they trying to do in certain downs. So hopefully, yeah, we make an improvement. I think we will. I think we were pretty sharp Monday. Yesterday was a lost cause. Today, a little bit better.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. starting to see a little bit more success on the run game this past Friday night. I think that was the main improvement over the Valwood game. Talk to me a little bit about what Baldwin showed you on Friday.
He's got an explosive first step, and he can get downhill quick. I thought, he did a few things in there that he's a little bit flashier, he's thicker a little bit than Jordan. And we got to have a rotation in there. The days of having the Jordan triplet that can tote it 50 times, we don't have that. We don't have that guy right now. And I'll probably never see one of those in the rest of my coaching career.
I don't think anybody else.
We were talking about that the other day. I think now people look at it and go, wow, that dude was a dude because he was able to do that stuff all night long and never come off the field and just take a beating. But when you look at it, we got to have those rotations with guys. And Coach Irrigan had been working on it the last 2 weeks, getting rotations and getting guys in that. We had two groups going today. And getting people, and I thought we looked good, at times, and executing and understanding. We're going to see a lot of different stuff from these guys from Stratford. They're going to blitz a lot of guys. They're going to slant guys in different directions, and our guys just have to pick it up. And that's easier said than done in practice at times than it is in the game. You don't get to redo in the game. But I thought in practice this week, I thought that we've had a little bit of a change in the locker room. And some things with some guys, and starting to see that we're starting to see a little bit of some pretty strong leadership out of some guys in there and holding some people accountable. And that's going to go a long way here in the next few weeks in what we're trying to do. I told them at one point that if the coaches have to drive the bus, you're going to resent us. If the seniors drive the bus, they look at us as it becomes like we're in all this. We're doing it together. Your peers, if they're going to drive it, we got a really good chance. And I've seen our seniors starting to do a little bit. They're doing a really good job here this last week, trying to hold people accountable, stay on people. They've come and talked to me a couple times this week. And, if that's what they want, that's what I tell them. That's what you want. That's what we do. And that's been a big deal for us right now. And I think I'm starting to see that. And they're taking that ownership that I've always been. It needs to be driven by the kids, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to let them guys drive it, and I've got a good group right now that's trying to drive it.
We talked about this when we sat down earlier in the week, and it was a pleasant surprise when you told me the answer to this was whether or not this team has had that light bulb moment yet, where it all just clicks and they realize we shouldn't be losing these games.
Yeah. I think we had an idea of that maybe Friday night in the second half after we got done. We had some kids that say, "Coach, this may be the Long County moment." A couple years ago, we had that same kind of thing in the locker room where we're all in there we feel sorry for ourselves. And like I told them, I said, "The Calvary's not coming, man. We got to go back out there and do it." And these guys did the same thing on Friday night. And I think they feel like this might have been that moment. And, I hope it is, and we're starting to learn. We're growing. We're communicating a lot better on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, we've seen some improvements here the last couple of weeks. Like you said, we've been able to ground it out a little bit last Friday against a really good defense. And today we're going to go against another good defense this Friday. But I think we got our opportunities. We just got to go out and execute and hopefully make a play.
More to come on the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust, member FDIC.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simon, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simon's and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, coastal apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simon's. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, in the shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter, 912-634-1521. And online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. In this segment, brought to you by V Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, the Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time to talk about the health of the team. A lot less cramping on Friday night, it seemed like, and don't remember any bad injuries. How are they feeling?
I think we're okay. Nick and bruised a little bit. JC today with maybe a little hip flexor. I'm not sure, or muscle spasm in his hip. So get him back. Hopefully tomorrow we'll take a look at it, see what he has feeling in the morning. But you know, we're pretty much full go right now.
That's a good thing, that making sure that, you know, not having the kind of injury issues that have really impacted you in the past when we've had a small roster like we have this year.
Yeah, that goes a long way when you don't have anybody getting beat. We're just got the regular bumps and bruises from the season, but not having any major injuries or having to rotate somebody around, that's the biggest thing is, you know, hopefully we can, you know, we can keep everybody healthy and keep rolling. So it's a challenge.
Always a challenge. If it was easy, everybody could do it.
That's it. Trying to keep them healthy.
Yeah. Okay, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but did we see the return of the Cherokee and the Apache this past Friday night?
You did see the return of the Cherokee and the Apache come out. Yeah, we run it a little bit. We got it as a set. It's a little bit different hybrid look for us right now. Got some stuff out of it. I thought it worked pretty well Friday night. And you're gonna see bits and pieces of it throughout the year. It's part of the repertoire now. I think it's been part of the repertoire for 12 years, well, probably, 15 years now here on the island. And we had it for 3 years at Glen, I think, and then we brought it in. And so, you know, it's a 15-year-old system. It's something that we created long ago, and it's been pretty good to us over the years.
Yeah, it still manages to work, you know, it works.
I know. It puts people in binds because where you go and you find your gaps and things like that. So yeah, it's one of those things that we have to do. And I think it's a good set for us with our kids right now. And it's a quick hit type thing when we get downhill. Hopefully we can continue to have some success with it. I think we will. The more we keep doing it, the better we're going to get at it. We got some personnel that can do it, and got some really good guys up there that lay some blocks. Hayes and Gavin and those guys get up in there and get after it. And then you got the guys behind it, like Jalen and Stanton and Jaden and Jordan and all those guys hitting it on the outside and inside. So hopefully it'll be beneficial for us. I think it will this week too a little bit. But, you know, we're not going to lose what we've been doing offensively. We've got a lot of that tight end wing stuff set in and some oversets. And we're going to rely on those big guys up front, those seniors that block guy, those three guys up front. And those are going to be the ones we lean on. You know, we expect to be able to move the ball and get it down the field, run the ball behind them. And, you know, it's nothing that they're the experienced group up front. Our offense and defensive line is the experienced group. And that's our expectation, to lean on those guys in the tough times. You got to lean on them, and hopefully we can execute.
You're listening to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You mentioned Gavin Grantham a little while ago. Let's talk about the kind of night that he had on defense this past Friday night. He was player of the game as far as myself and my broadcast partner were concerned. It seemed like he was just all over the place in a good way.
Well, he was in certain spots. He was the press guy on the quarterback, and so when they're sprinting him or running him, he's that press guy. So he was making a lot of plays. He did a good job. You know, we had to move Hayes from inside to outside to set the edge. I thought Hayes did a really good job outside right there setting the edge. And then our interior line really started to take over. I felt like our interior defensive line and our offensive line started to take over the game a little bit in the second half. In the midway through the third quarter and fourth quarter, I thought our guys kind of started to dominate up front. And we got to kind of do that this week. We got to control it up front. I didn't think that the running game wasn't as explosive for them as it has been in other games for them. And that's a, you know, it's a big accolades for our defensive line controlling that. And we've got to do a good job on the front end, and then hopefully get it narrowed down where our secondary can make some plays here in the next little bit. We've been going over that religiously this week, going over certain coverages, making sure we know we're down in distance, things like that. So it's one of those things right there that I thought that Gavin had a really good job, and he's about to have another good game this Friday. He and Hayes again, along with the D-line and our linebacking core, are going to have to be pretty good up front, because they like to run. They love to run trap, they run rough counter, and they love to run power and all that stuff up inside. So we got to be physical, and we got to minimize running lanes for them.
Yeah, plus with the weather supposed to be as craptacular again Friday night as it was this past Friday, one would suspect that you'd be expecting a bit more of the run game than the pass game on both sides.
Well, that was, yeah, I mean, as we're in practice today, we're, you know, we go out and we look at the weather and it's showing 85-89% chance of rain. It's talking about an inch and a half of rain on Friday, and we're at practice, and it even changed the way we went about what we were doing in practice a little bit, just trying to prepare, like, okay, we're going to be on this, grind it out. And the difference is our field has been saturated, and so we were pumping water off of it. Yesterday I pumped probably, I don't know, 2,000 gallons of water off that thing yesterday in the back end zone, just to keep getting it out, because it sets up in the woods back there. But trying to get it dried out, I think Gabe's done a really good job with it. We've done a good job. It's really actually the surface and everything is holding up good. It could probably take some rain, but not a ton. But you know, we're kind of prepared in practice looking at what it's going to be like with the weather. But I thought our guys did a really good job in the rain. Like, we really focused pretty good. We didn't have any bad snaps, knock on wood somewhere. I thought we did a pretty good job in the rain and executed really well. We didn't turn the ball over any, you know, on handoffs or anything. So it's one of those things that we're kind of – playing last week may have helped us out a little bit going into this one.
Was the mindset still pretty solid? Because I remember, and we mentioned this before, talked to you about this before, it reminded me for a second there of being a, you know, muddy uniform away from being that Southland Academy playoff game. It was just absolutely miserable rain and mud and everything. Mentally, were they okay with it on Friday?
Our guys, yeah. I think, you know, you go out and you warm up and you're like, God, this is just going to be messy and sloppy. But as the game went on, I think our guys actually thrived in it a little bit more. They started enjoying it. It got more into our repertoire. We're going to run the football and try to be a little bit more physical and do some things. And it took the fancy out of Tipped Area. Some of the things that they like to do that I kind of call fancy offensive plays kind of took that out. And I think Soliday was trying to be a little cautious because he had the lead. He knew we got to get some drives. I think we made him nervous in the first one when we took the drive and went 91 yards in the second half. And again, that's a really good drive for a bunch of young kids to go 91 yards on like 14 or 15 plays. But you know, we got a challenge ahead of us this week, and I'm excited. I think we got a chance. I think we got a chance to go in here and shock somebody.
We'll be talking about that chance right after we get back from this break. More to come on the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It is time to get busy living, and Stretch Zone on St. Simon's is here to help. Stretch Zone is the nation's first and largest practitioner-assisted stretching franchise. Whether it is to improve flexibility, relieve stiffness and soreness, enhance physical and athletic performance, or to increase your range of motion, the professionals at Stretch Zone can help. In the shops at Sea Island, just down from V Pizza. Book your appointment today, 912-268-2495, or check them out online, stretchzone.com. Stretch Zone. Stretch. Work. Play. Repeat.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your dream space. Landscape maintenance, lawn maintenance, installation, design, soft pressure washing, paver patios, retaining walls, fire pits, walkways, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamicsolutionsga.com.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids, your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial, 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here, and this segment brought to you by Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. So coming up this Friday night under the Oaks on the BU, the full campus of Frederica Academy, the Knights taking on Stratford Academy. Last year we played there and was not quite the outcome we were expecting on that game.
That was Tatnall.
That was Tatnall?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Stratford's new to us this year.
All right. Scratch that.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're in the same region, Stratford and Tatnall are, and Stratford's a really good team. They're up there in Macon, too.
That's what confused me.
Yeah, they're all in that same vicinity right there, and you know, we're going to get a good Stratford team that's coming in. They're 4-0 right now. I think our opponents that we've played so far are about to play here in the next, in our first five games, are a combined, I think 14-1 or something like that right now. So yeah, with West Nassau actually should be 4-0, so they should actually be undefeated. I think 16-0 or 17-0, something like that. So, you know, throw out Savannah. But other than that, the teams that we've lost to, I've only lost one game in the last 3 or 4 weeks. So, you know, it's
a challenge. The term is murderers, right?
Yeah, everybody's like, Coach, who makes that schedule? I said, I do. You know, we're going to play tough competition to get better, and I think our kids understand that. Some people don't understand it, you know, but for us, it's at the end. Where are we at the end, and have we been able to prepare ourselves for that down the road? And so we've got to go out and play Friday night. We've got to play pretty good. You know, I think it's the same. We don't have to play great. We got to play good. You know, we just got to go out and play our game and be physical and do our things and tackle well on defense and limit the big play, and offensively grind it out a little bit and control some of the clock and, you know, keep it close, make them nervous. Maybe they make a couple of mistakes, and then we get a chance to score and hopefully pull out a win.
Speaking of the fact that you just admitted to making the schedule, not scheduling the currently 1-3 John Millage Academy Trojans this year, was that a strategic error on your part?
No, it was one of those things that JT and I have a good relationship, but man, that's such a long drive to Millage, you know, and he and I talked about it. It's just one of those, if we have to play each other, let it be in the playoffs or let, you know, from now on, just it has to be out of necessity. Neither one of us could find anybody and we'll go play, but that's what it was the last 2 years. Neither one of us could find anybody to play one another, so we played each other. Unfortunately, he's been loaded the last 5 years. Now this year, we don't schedule him, and, you know, he's get back to normal. He's the Superman. He's not got the cape on and all that good stuff, but they're a good team this year too, and you know, 1-3. They've had a tough go with it, but they're still pretty good, and we'll probably, if not, we may see them in the playoffs at some point in time.
Yeah, worse things have happened than that, that's for certain.
Yeah.
This is the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So now we're at, you know, this upcoming game against Stratford will be game number 5 of the season, which means we'll be at the midway point. What would need to happen, apart from the win, obviously, but what needs to happen Friday night for you to be pleased with where this team is at the midway point of the season?
I think we just eliminate the errors that we keep making, certain blocks that we know that we have to have our head placement in the right spot. We should have guys picking up, we should be doing things, certain areas, running the right, on the right pass plays, we're running the right routes. I felt like we're getting there. You know, everybody understanding what we're doing on offense, and then defensively, it's really our run fits and playing down in the alley, doing some things right, understanding down and distance and what the other team's, you know, thinking that they may do. So, you heard Coach Gibson over there, squeeze it down. You know, what about all we say all week is squeeze it down, minimize running lanes, and that's the things, you know. If we can start to see that, that's what we want. I want to see us just kind of start out physical people. You know, we're hopefully we wore the new off the youth, you know, and now we can start getting downhill and be physical and play hard. and quit being tentative. You know, that's what I want to see. We've been tentative a little bit early on, trying to test the waters, when I say, before we actually start playing, and we can't do that. We just got to go and set the set. We just got to go and play and set it and let the chips fall.
All right, so let's take a quick side note. Keep it talking about football. Keep it talking about Brandon Derrick, just because I get a big kick out of this. For the first time in your life this year, you are playing fantasy football. What? And you said you're not any good at it. You're not even four games. It was the first week of the season. How can you say that you're not any good at it?
Because I was last. I didn't even have any points. I hardly had any points. I don't even know how to play it. Like, the kids are texting me. Look, my wife's over there right now. She's got more points than I do. And she's like just picking people and yelling at me.
Wait, hold on a second. Becky has more points than you in the family league right now?
I do
wait,
hang on.
Crazy selection process. It always has to do with people whose hair I hate, people who like eye color I love, like stuff like that. And I always mark madness in this. I like soar, and then I crash spectacularly. That's what I do. Yeah. Makes the rest of the family angry.
Style points, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, so we would be picking, and our daughters are in this, and so they thought the other day that they were going to text and be like, hey, Dad doesn't know that Christian McCaffrey's on the IR. So we come in, and I'm looking at my phone after we get done practicing, and it's there, and I'm like, oh, God, I don't even know how to do this. So Coach Barnes and Coach Juergen are like, listen, you got to log in. And I'm like, I don't even know my login. I don't even know how to do this. And so we're like logging in, and I'm like, all right, pick this guy. Pick him up. This is the only guy you can pick. So we felt pretty good about it. We were like, okay, if he gets 22 and a half points, I might win. But because we thought, well, the person that was playing, my daughter Riley in the game, the matchup, we thought she had all her guys had already finished. Well, we didn't see that Debo Samuel, she had him. And so every time we're like, oh, man, I'm like, I was really upset that the 49ers were giving him the ball. And then the next morning I was like, man, that was horrible. They kept giving him the ball the whole time. So she racked up a bunch of points and beat me. But, you know, I thought the kid that came in and played for Christian McCaffrey did really good.
Did very good, yeah, really did.
So I don't know anything about fantasy football, but I do know that we have to tackle, we're going to have to block. And that's the two biggest things for us on Friday night, is for us to handle those two things. And if we do a really good job of blocking up front and we tackle well, and squeeze it, as Coach just said, we got a really good chance of surprising some people and getting a win there under the Oaks. We get to play at home, so it's going to be a pretty lively crowd. I'm hoping we get a bunch of people in and, you know, we can go execute and play well.
You heard the man. Friday night, 7:30 kickoff, Frederica Academy Knights at home for only the second time this season, taking on Stratford Academy. Be there or be square, as the kids say these days. The kids have never said that.
I don't know the kids say that at all. They were giving me something to say today, and I didn't say it because I don't know what it means.
Skibbity, Sigma.
I don't know what it was. Yeah. It was some saying that Jaden and them were yelling at me in the huddle, and I was like, no, I ain't saying that. So I gave him another signal. That was what I gave him. So, yeah, can't say that. Well, we can't even repeat it, actually. It's good.
You're probably slapping NC-17 on this podcast. Who knows? Thanks for joining us for the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak signing off as soon as Coach Derrick gives us those two beautiful words.
Go Knights.